When the United States started bombing in Afghanistan, we got calls in the office. People were obviously really scared because people were saying, "Well, what's going to happen next?" And there was this feeling of fear that people had. People were obviously really scared because maybe now the nuclear weapons would be used. Everybody knows they're out there, but nobody is working to stop them. We're working on WTO issues, we're working on green issues, we're working on environmental issues, but the nuclear issue is being completely ignored for the most part, aside from a tiny group of people around the world. Actually, that's not true. In this country, that's really true. Not true in Germany, where they just had a demonstration of 10, 20,000 people trying to stop one shipment of radioactive waste around the country. It's not true in Britain, where they have the entire Trident movement going on, trying to get rid of the British Tridents. Here in the United States, the movement is so tiny, and yet the industry is so, so destructive. Here is where it's being ignored as if it doesn't exist. It's serious denial. Not only are we capable of annihilating life as we know it on this planet, but even if these weapons are never used, we're still killing ourselves because the radiation is getting into everything in our lives.
Give us a little update about where the antenna, Project ELF, the transmitter system, fits into the global scheme now. Does it have a role in our military system?
I think it was right after, I don't know if it was right before, right after the September 11th events. The media was invited to tour Project ELF, and a number of reporters that went have been familiar with our campaign of trying to shut Project ELF down, and they got confirmation as a part of their tour saying that Project ELF was in fact being used as a part of the bombings against Afghanistan because it can communicate with fast attack submarines as well as the nuclear armed Trident submarines. So we know that Project ELF is a part of the current bombing campaign where civilians are dying and where the United States is annihilating an entire nation, an entire culture. And so not only is Project ELF part of the nuclear triad, you know, and their ability to launch nuclear weapons from the seas with a very, very short flight to impact time, depending on how close they are to enemy shores. But it's also integral to the entire bombing campaign.
And so how about you? Where do you stand at this point? In you've been an activist for decades now, and you're facing a court decision tomorrow that could land you in prison for a year. What is it going to take for you to feel some sense of satisfaction, or you know, like?
Well, I don't think that would ever happen, only because the nuclear industry is just not, it's not disappearing, it's not starting to stop spreading radioactivity, nor building nuclear weapons, nor new delivery systems. And then there's Star Wars, and heck, even if we would manage to shut down Project ELF and get rid of every nuclear weapon and stop all the funding for Star Wars, well, then we better start working on saving the water and saving the air, and we are killing ourselves. We are so smart, we are killing ourselves. If not with one thing, than with another. So I can't imagine in my lifetime being so successful that I would be out of work. I mean, there's always justice to be pursuing in one direction or another. So my situation tomorrow is that it's true I might be sentenced to another year in federal prison for my act of disarmament up at Project ELF. But if I'm not, then, hey, I have every opportunity to go back to Project ELF and continue the resistance because it's just the right thing to do against the tyranny of what this government is doing right now.
Probably some of the more behind-the-scenes players are the anti-nuclear activists. You know, the anti-globalization movement has gotten a lot of press, mostly negative, but has gotten a lot of play, for better or for worse. But in Europe, it seems like anti-nuclear activism is of a whole different scale, or at least public awareness. What about our culture here in the U.S. makes us different? Why is it not such a visible issue?
I think that the nuclear industry has enjoyed a serious reign of secrecy from its conception back in the early 40s and even before that time. Since the Pentagon at that time of the Atomic Energy Commission, they knew what they had in the splitting of the atom. They knew the potential for, at the time that they did their very first nuclear test out at White Sands, they thought there was a possibility of, they knew there was a possibility of that the entire atmosphere might be ignited. And so they did it anyway. I mean, it was just, it has always been this way. But then they put everything under the carpet and kept everything secret. And Oak Ridge, the whole city of Oak Ridge, was a city that was cloaked in secrecy. You couldn't go into the city unless you had a secret badge. And you had to, you know, do a code, and you had to agree to not talk about your work and what you did and where you were, and nobody could know anything. And that veil of secrecy has followed the nuclear industry all the way through, so that to this very day, even people, when we go out and we talk in classrooms and in colleges, people will say, oh my God, I have been in the U.S. educational system for 14 years and I have never heard a thing about nuclear weapons. How could this be? I have never heard a thing about radiation. I never in any class ever do people get this information. So it's not a part of our educational system. It's certainly not in the newspapers. It's not on NPR that everybody's being... Every once in a while you hear a story like, oh, the workers at Paducah in Kentucky, they're getting compensation because they were contaminated with a little bit of cesium or something, you know? But for the most part, we don't get the story. We don't hear, but we don't know about the contamination in Hanford, the contamination of the Columbia River, the entire aquifer out there. We don't get the story about how every single baby boomer was contaminated with above ground testing. Every one of the isotopes that was produced by the nuclear weapons at the time. We don't know how contaminated we are. Why do we have so much cancer? Nobody asks. Nobody asks. It's so out there. It's so obvious. And yet nobody's talking about the cause of so much cancer. And the radiation is spreading and nobody's talking about it. And now it might be in everybody's homes. Nobody's talking about it. So the media's not covering the issue. How can anybody learn? It's not in the textbooks. We are kept intensely ignorant on the nuclear issue.
So I don't want to limit it to any number, but let's say if there were five places in the country that needed to see, you know, massive popular resistance against their continued operation, or you know, to raise awareness about cleanup issues, where are the top places in the United States that the general public should focus its attention on the nuclear industry?
Well, I guess it would be corporations in general, not just sites, because the sites tend to be pretty remote, from Savannah River in Georgia to Hanford out in Washington State to the Idaho National Environmental Engineering Lab in Idaho. They always stick the word environmental once they get a bad rap, so everything's environmental, Rocky Flats environmental, you know, operation out there, and the list goes on and on around what's contaminated. But the corporations that are ultimately responsible are Westinghouse and TRW and Boeing and Martin Marietta doing depleted uranium munitions right now.
But there are media corporate ownership of media outlets by those companies, so it's no wonder that the nuclear issue is not talked about.
Yeah, that's right. Those who are in control of the media are the ones that are profiting most from the demise of the human race. It's true. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Well, would you like to add anything else?
No, I could probably go on for hours. No, but I really do think that it's sad. I've been doing this work for 20 years, more than 20 years now. Oh my gosh! And for the most part I have been studying, reading, going to all of these places where the nuclear weapons have been developed and where sites are so contaminated. They're called dead zones because people will never, ever, ever throughout history ever again be able to occupy, live in these places, that the radioactivity will last longer in those areas than the human race has been on this planet. That's how bad it is. It's never going away, and it's going to continue to spread and spread and spread. So I just have accumulated 20 years of knowledge around this industry. I know how bad it is. I will never stop doing what I'm doing. I'll never stop the educational work. I will never stop the resistance. And if other people don't join in the resistance, I really don't know that we have a chance. We have to stop these corporations. We have to stop the profits from getting into the pockets of people that really don't care whether we live or die.